On Saturday, a very powerful gospel preacher passed away. He was someone I knew. I hesitate to say I knew him very well, but I did spend a lot of time with him. I sat at his feet while he was teaching me about being a preacher, while he was teaching me about a lot of things about the Bible, about the Word of God. And I benefited greatly from his teachings, from all of the things that he had to teach, and the direction that he had for the school that I was in. For those of you who don't know, of course, I sent out the text, so you should know. Melvin Sapp is who I'm talking about. He passed away on Saturday. He had some issues with his lungs. He had a lung transplant not too long ago, and they believe that it was something having to do with that. And it makes you think about what he'll see as he is ushered into those gates, and it makes you wonder about all those things. You know, one of the things I told somebody on Facebook at some point, that he made a huge moving post about this man, and I commented on that post and I said, if anyone deserves his reward, it's him. Those are some pretty lofty words. In truth, no one really deserves it, right? We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. None of us deserve heaven. But if anyone does, my claim was that he was one of those. Now, maybe that's true, maybe that's not. That's my opinion on what little I knew of him. But even so, no matter how many great things that someone does, there's still something that we ought to say. Let's turn to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And we'll start in verse 5. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. And which of you, having a servant, plowing or tending sheep, will say to him, when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat? But will he not rather say to him, prepare something for my supper, and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward will you eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. You know, I may think that Brother Sapp, of all people, if anybody is deserving of his reward, it's him. I may think that, but that's not the attitude he ought to have. And that's not the attitude that we ought to have either. No matter how much we do for the church, no matter what we do for the Lord, all the great things that we do are because he's commanded us to do them, aren't they? Should we not then say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. It is not our place to exalt ourselves. It is not our place to exalt ourselves. It is the Lord's place to exalt us, if he so chooses. Because then we see in Matthew chapter 25, those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of the Lord. You see, that wasn't the man who said that. That was God who said that. God is the one who lifted that person up to be where he is. So for each of us, when you think about eternity, when you think about that place that we all desire to go to, no matter how many great things we've done, we must still remain humble. We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. You think God's going to thank us? I don't know. But we shouldn't expect it. We should simply say, we are unprofitable servants. We've done what you told us to do. And hopefully, prayerfully, he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. And I pray, and I believe, of course, that that's where what Brother Sapp has heard, or is going to hear, or has heard, depending on how you want to think, you know, all that stuff is going to happen. In any event, we are, no matter what we do, no matter how many great things that we do, we should still be humble. And for us, in our lives, we have plenty of human examples that we can follow. Brother Sapp is certainly among them. And I do what I can to follow his example in a lot of ways. But you know what? That's what we see in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Imitate me as I also imitate Christ. Paul says to imitate him. Now, does that mean to imitate Paul in every single way? No. That means to imitate Paul in the ways that he is imitating Christ. So who is our ultimate example? Is it Melvin Sapp? Is it the Apostle Paul? Or is it Jesus Christ? It's Jesus Christ. But one of the great things about having a human example here is that we can see that. Yes, that person is clearly exhibiting the attitude of Christ, doing as Christ had told him to do. And if he can do that, and I can see him do that, then we have that example before us. And it's so much easier to do something when we have that example before us, an actual flesh and blood example. But we have to make sure that our ultimate example is Christ, and not put such men on pedestals. Because the higher you put a person on a pedestal, the farther they have to fall. Now, I don't think that's the case with Brother Sapp, obviously. But there are still, no doubt, people who have put him on a pedestal. People who put preachers and other people on pedestals who oughtn't be there. And I'm sure Brother Sapp will be the first person to say, don't put me on a pedestal. He'll be the first person to say, I'm an unprofitable servant. I've done what was my duty to do. Being in that school and being privy to all the great things that he's done, that's still something amazing to say. You know, I aspire to all some of the great things that he's done. Some of the great things that I saw. But even so, if he is an unprofitable servant, where are we? You know, with this devotional, I want us to come away with the idea that there's nothing that we can do to say, hey, I deserve to be here in heaven. When we finish life, there's nothing we can do. No matter how great we are, there's nothing we can do to say, I deserve to be here. All we can do, all we can do, the only thing we can do, Brother Sapp, me, you, everybody who's a Christian, the only thing we can do is rely on Jesus Christ. Rely on his sacrifice, rely on his blood. And the only way we can do that is by obeying that gospel. We know that if we follow his command, his conditions for salvation, if we obey the gospel, then we know that we can rely on those things. And I encourage you, if that's something that you need to do this evening, please obey the gospel tonight. Now is the time. Now is the time. If you're watching with us online and you would like to do that, if you'd like to obey the gospel, man, let us know. Let us know. We'll do what we can to accommodate you. How we obey that gospel, Brother Sapp preached this, I preach this, everyone who's a sound gospel preacher will preach this, will say, you've got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You've got to repent of your sin, confess the name of Christ, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. That's how we can come into contact with his blood. That's how we can rest assured in our salvation. Does that make us a profitable servant? Certainly not. We're still unprofitable servants. But what it does do is it helps us recognize where our strength lies, in Christ alone. And I encourage you, if that is what you need to do this evening, to please do so. If you need to make things right with God in some way, now is the time. Now is the time. Let us know if you need to do that very thing as we stand and as we sing.